Hi everyone, this is Esther Fairbanks filling in for Linda Morris on the Kenton Vital Balance Live It call. And just want to start with a short disclaimer just saying that I'm sharing information from NECEN's document library and from a couple of other reliable sources, but we don't make medical claims or diagnose or treat. I want to start out by sharing information from the document library on Kenton Liver Support. Our topic for today is supporting the health of your liver. The Kenton Liver Support capsule supports the liver's detoxification action. It assists metabolism. It has high bioavailability for better absorption. It's rich in flavonoids, has high yield blend, enhanced formulation, and utilizes a proprietary process that maximizes active ingredients. It is also gluten-free. So liver support features and benefits include supporting the body's cleansing system, which promotes healthy liver detoxifying and metabolism. Its complex of artichoke and sarsaparilla, these are naturally high in flavonoids, compounds that aid liver function, and is made using patented two-part extraction process, which yields the maximum concentration of ingredients. The proprietary formula supports for a multitude of functions carried out daily by the liver. Super bioavailability, superior bioavailability, is that the ingredients that the body can readily absorb and metabolize, so put to use. The fact that it's natural is also a benefit because there are no artificial additives, preservatives, stabilizers, or solvents. The facts on the Kenton Liver Support include that the liver is the largest internal organ in the human body, and it helps the gastrointestinal and circulatory systems to refine and detoxify food. Normal liver function is important to the entire body and for a healthy life. Regular liver function is necessary to remove toxins, contaminants that can be introduced into the body from a variety of sources, from food, air, and water, even from medications. Studies indicate that the liver may benefit from targeted nutritional support to assist in its detoxifying and metabolic action. Kenton Liver Support features a synergistic liver support complex, a combination of the artichoke bud and the root of the sarsaparilla plant. The artichoke component is made from the entire bud instead of a leaf extract as in other supplements. It provides the optimal level of ingredients that studies show have a beneficial effect on liver health. The special techniques used to prepare Kenton Liver Support employs two stages. It extracts the highest concentration of these ingredients without using a method that requires chemical processing, artificial additives, preservatives, or stabilizers. Kenton Liver Support is one of many Kenton Wellness nutritional products designed to address specific areas of concern. The combination of a balanced diet and appropriate supplementation with Kenton Wellness is a practical way to help ensure good nutrition. I wanted to go over some of the ingredients that are part of this just because I find that really educational myself, and you may have people who ask you. The first ingredient is a proprietary blend of artichoke bud from the Cynara scolymus genus. And I thought it's interesting that the artichoke bud is actually a member of the thistle family. It's a perennial plant that comes from the Middle East, generally in the Mediterranean region, some parts of Northwest Africa, and the Canary Islands. And the second ingredient is sarsaparilla from Smilax officinalis genus, and that is a fascinating plant as well that is known for its medicinal properties. The next ingredient is N-acetylcysteine, and acetylcysteine has bactericidal properties, which is, you know, kills bacteria, and it breaks down bacterial biofilms of certain pathogens. It is sold as a dietary supplement, commonly for the purpose of antioxidant and liver-protecting effects. The next ingredient is L-methionine, which is a proteinogenic amino acid which basically are amino acids that are precursors to the formation of proteins. Taurine is another ingredient of the liver support, which is an organic compound. It's a major constituent of bile and can be found in the large intestine. Taurine has many fundamental biological roles, such as conjugation of bile acids, antioxidation, osmoregulation, membrane stabilization, and modulation of calcium signaling. It's essential for cardiovascular function and development and function of skeletal muscle, the retina, and the central nervous system. Magnesium stearate is also utilized as a lubricant for the tablet, as the tablet is being made. Cellulose is used. It's a dietary fiber. Silica is used to help the powder flow when tablets are being formed. And silica is noted online as being essentially non-toxic. Gelatin is used as the outer coating of the capsule, and it often is used to make them easier to swallow. So that gives you a little idea of what you're putting in your mouth. And then I would like to make reference to The Complete Guide to Nika Nutritionals and Skincare by Joanne Stepensia. She's a very helpful resource. She indicates that Kenzen liver support supports liver detoxification and metabolism. And this is somewhat repetitive but helpful information. She mentions the liver is the largest organ in the body and the second largest detoxification organ in the body. The largest is the skin, so that's why the condition of the skin often reflects the body's general health. The liver functions by filtering the blood and breaking down harmful compounds into harmless components that can be excreted from the body. It also produces bile to emulsify and aid in digestion of oils in the diet. Studies indicate the liver may benefit from targeted nutritional support to assist in its detoxifying and metabolic actions. Toxins in the body, including prescription drugs, can cause liver damage. Poor liver function caused by damage or aging, liver function tends to decline after age 40, is not associated with pain, but the resulting accumulation of toxins in the body can be damaging. Magnetic and far infrared products cause toxin release from the tissues, increasing the load on the liver. Even other beneficial nutritional products, such as Kenzen Joint, can increase the release of toxins from tissues. Kenzen Liver Support helps clean the filter and maintain optimal liver function as other body systems heal. Kenzen Liver Support features a synergistic liver support complex, a combination of the artichoke bud and the root of the sarsaparilla plant. That artichoke component is made from the entire bud instead of a leaf extract as in other supplements. It provides the optimal level of ingredients that studies show have a beneficial effect on liver health. Poor liver function can lead to skin breakouts and eczema as toxins not handled by the liver try to exit through the skin. The liver formula can help clear up skin problems. Capsules may be opened and contents mixed with juice or food that is not heated. So I also found an article online, just how not to wreck your liver, that's from our friends in allopathic medicine, and I want to share a little information from that, just some basic instructions on keeping your liver in good health. One of the things that's listed here is not drinking a lot of alcohol. It can damage liver cells and lead to the swelling or scarring that becomes cirrhosis, which can be deadly. And if you ask how much alcohol is too much, some of the guidelines out there are that men should drink no more than 2 alcoholic beverages a day, and women only 1 serving. It's also recommended to eat a healthy diet and get regular exercise. We all know that, right? Your liver will thank you. You'll keep your weight under control, which helps to prevent non-alcoholic fatty liver disease, a condition that also leads to cirrhosis. They also recommend watching out for certain medicines, cholesterol drugs, and acetaminophen or Tylenol can hurt your liver if you take too much. You may be taking more acetaminophen than you realize. It's found in hundreds of drugs like cold medicines and prescription pain medicines. And some medicines can particularly hurt your liver if they're drunk with alcohol and or combined with other medications or drugs. They also mention learning how to prevent hepatitis, which is transferred mostly through eating or drinking water that has the virus, or steering a needle or unsafe sex. They recommend getting tested for hepatitis, especially if you're in the baby boomer generation, as that generation seems to be more likely to have been exposed. They also mentioned do not touch or breathe in toxins, cleaning products, aerosol products, insecticides, chemicals, and additives in cigarettes have chemicals that can damage your liver. Avoid direct contact with them and don't smoke. They also mentioned that there is a dietary supplement out there on the market that has seemed to have some negative effects on the liver. That is named Cascara. There's one called Chaparral, or Chaparral, that seems to have had some negative effects. Comfrey, Kava, and Ephedra. So those are something to be aware of. And then they also mentioned that drinking coffee may have a beneficial effect, because research shows that you can lower your risk of getting liver disease drinking coffee. No one really knows yet why that's the case, but it's worth keeping an eye on as as more research is done. So to keep your liver healthy, follow a healthy lifestyle and keep a close eye on medicine. One of the doctors that's noted here, Chung, says the liver can be a very forgiving organ, but it has its limits. And then there's a couple of interesting things I did not know about things that can damage your liver. Some of this is slightly repetitive, but I'll share it with you since some of it's new. This is from an article entitled Surprising Things That Can Damage Your Liver. One of them is sugar, because sugar, the organ of the liver uses one type of sugar called fructose to make fat. Too much refined sugar and high fructose corn syrup causes a fatty buildup that can lead to liver disease. Some studies show that sugar can be as damaging to the liver as alcohol, even if you're not overweight. It's one more reason to limit foods with added sugar, such as soda, pastries, and candy, like we learned to do on the Kenzen Vital Live It Plan. This article mentions Kava Kava, one of the supplements mentioned earlier, that is sometimes used for menopause symptoms or to relax, that seems to keep the liver from working correctly. So just be aware of that. Extra poundage around the waist is also a risk factor for liver challenges. And then having too much vitamin A. It's fine to get it from plants such as fresh fruits and vegetables, especially those that are red, orange, and yellow. But if you take supplements that have high doses of vitamin A, then that may create a challenge for your liver. So just be aware. And then soft drinks are also a challenge. Research shows that people who drink a lot of soft drinks are more likely to have non-alcoholic fatty liver disease. Studies don't prove that the drinks were the cause, but if you down a lot of sodas and have been meaning to cut back, this could be a good reason to switch what you sip. Acetaminophen, which we mentioned earlier, and then also trans fats. They're the man-made fat in some packaged foods and baked goods. You might see them listed as partially hydrogenated ingredients. A diet high in trans fats makes you more likely to gain weight. That's not good for your liver. Check the ingredient list. Even if it says 0 grams of trans fat, it may still have a small amount, and that adds up. So you can look at a lot of the bakery goods that are pre-baked, and that's where you would typically find those, or in potato chips. They also mentioned that mistakes happen. A doctor or a nurse gets nicked by a needle. They've used on a patient. Perhaps the person injecting illegal drugs shares a needle. But it's not the needle necessarily that's the problem. It's hepatitis C being spread through the blood. Even if it only happens once, you're at a high risk for other reasons. Like if you have HIV or your mom had hepatitis C while pregnant with you, you should get tested. So should everyone born from 1945 through 1965, according to this article. They actually indicate less alcohol than you may think is also a contributing factor. You probably already know that drinking too much is bad for your liver, but you may not realize that too much can happen without you being an alcoholic or addicted to alcohol. It's easy to drink more than you think. Many glasses can hold a lot more than one standard serving, which is 5 ounces of wine. That's a little more than half a cup. 12 ounces of regular beer, or 1.5 ounces of liquor. If you drink, be sure to keep it moderate. That's 1 drink a day for women and up to 2 per day for men. What fascinated me in preparing this information is the function of the liver. So I wanted to share a little bit more information on that as well. The functions of the liver, there's around over 500 things that the liver does in your body. It plays a role in helping your blood clot so that you can stop bleeding when you're cut. Your liver cleans your blood, which we mentioned earlier. It makes bile, which is crucial for digesting food and getting rid of nasty toxins in your body. Your liver provides energy for maintaining blood glucose levels. It stores glucose as glycogen and releases sugar into your blood whenever you need energy. And it also can regenerate itself even if 75% of the liver is gone. Not everything grows back, but enough comes back to function. So they recommend exercising regularly, don't drink excessive alcohol, and don't smoke. Whatever you put in your body, you're putting into your liver. And Dave Johnson, one of our mentors, often likes to say, either you filter things or your body has to filter it. So the liver is one of those essential filters, and we want to protect its health. I am going to open things up for testimonials or knowledge from the group now. So if you would like to share an experience you've had or someone you know who's had a good experience with helping support their liver health, then please hit star 6 to join the conversation. And if you are all...
Hey, Esther, that was amazing. Oh. That was amazing information. You know, you just don't realize all that the liver does. I know that when I get back from traveling or going places, I just make sure I take my liver support out and do a 10-day bout. Sometimes I tell people to just do that on a 10-day, you know, do it for 10 days. Or I'll have some of us baby boomers do it till the bottle's empty one time a year. You know, because it's very good for the liver to, like you said, get detoxified and do all that its function is meant to do. So, yay for you and yay for this. That was a lot of great information. Thank you.
Yes, I loved it, Esther. This is Heather. And when I take people shopping for the plan, I also tell them about what not to have in their food. So it's almost as important to find out what you need to have as what you don't need to have. It's always a balance. So thank you so much for bringing up all the things that we don't need to eat. We don't need to feed our bodies. I was listening to something the other day, and they were saying, what feeds my spirit? What makes me feel good? Maybe it was Wayne Dyer. You know, he'll put an organic banana up or his son's hard rock or acid rock CD and muscle test him. So it's just a wonderful technique to know what to use and what not to use. So thank you.
You're welcome. If anyone has comments on things that they also do to support liver health, I'm open for those things to be shared. Otherwise, I do have some symptoms to watch for if you're developing liver disease that I thought might be interesting to the group.
I get asked every now and then from people, do I have to take the whole bottle? Can I just take some liver support every now and then when I eat fatty foods? What's the value of doing a partial dose versus a full dose of the bottle? Barbara?
Oh, me. you know, it is a precautionary measure. I think anybody over 40 needs to just continue to take it on a regular basis. But, you know, there are all kind of different reasons and challenges and such. And if people are dealing with acute early onset things, then it may not be. But if it's chronic things that have happened over time, then the liver is a great support for people to have to just start flushing out and supporting all the things that she was just reading about. So, diligent.
I was speaking to your comment of you buy a bottle and you go through the whole bottle once or twice a year, etc. So I was speaking to either doing it that way or just taking some when you feel that you need some liver support. That was the question.
Well, Esther, you may have that with the symptoms coming up now. But, you know, I think a lot of things are preventative, and it's getting people accustomed to doing things and in the habit of doing things. And some people, they can understand that, you know, and don't want to take on doing it forever.
This is Barb, and when we used to have Ted Alawizio come down for blood testing, blood cell microscopy, he would say you should take it continuously for the month. If you can't do it every day, then do it quarterly, and because you really want to get the liver clean. So I've always remembered, you know, it's better to go ahead and take, like you said, Charlie, the whole bottle, because you really want to be consistent. That's the idea that he gave us, anyway.
Okay. This is Giselle from Winnipeg. I knew a few years ago, Ted Alawizio did come here to do some live blood analysis, and I had my mine done, of course. At the time, I was taking a pretty heavy-duty medication, and he was quite amazed that my liver was doing so good, and that's because of the liver support. And he said, you stay on that liver support, because with that kind of medication, it really does affect the liver. Luckily, I'm not on that medication anymore, but I continue with the liver as a preventative measure, and I will be for forever. Thanks.
Thanks. Thank you for sharing. It's wonderful to hear those personal experiences. So the symptoms of a liver disease developing can be silent for a very long time. As many as half of people who don't have it, as many as half people who have liver disease don't have any symptoms at all. If you do have warning signs, they're often vague, like being really tired and having achy muscles. You may also have itchy skin, swelling in your belly, dark urine, confusion, or yellowing of the eyes or skin. You'll need to see a doctor for blood tests to find out for sure if your liver is the problem at that point, this article suggests. So, thanks, group, for sharing. Are there any other comments for the good of the group? All right, I'm going to end recording.
Esther,
we can chat afterwards.
Also, Esther, when the babies, when you are born, some livers are need a little more maturation time, and they wind up having their bilirubin building, which is the byproduct, the breakdown of the liver fat, and making them very yellow, and they put them under a light, an ultraviolet light, in order to detox the irritating biochemical in the body with the use of light.
Yes, fascinating, isn't it?
That's interesting.